The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, 855-993-7569. On my continuing efforts to keep you informed of what I know and the mistakes that I've made so you won't make the same, let me just tell you about, it was only confirmed today that it was actually a scam. It was, I was highly suspicious. Let me tell you what it was. Somebody sent me an email, my private email, and said, would you like to be a Kmart shopper? Well, the word shopping certainly appealed to me. And, you know, I know there are such things. I know that there are people who go from stores and shop and do price comparisons and stuff. And there are actually two Kmarts that are relatively close to me. And I thought, well, that'd be kind of fun, kind of an interesting thing to do. So I said, okay. And then got through at a post, a priority mail thing that looks kind of like a FedEx, but it's not, a check for just under $3,000. And made out to me and saying, okay, here's the deal. What we want you to do, you get paid $400 for being a secret shopper. And what we need you to do is to go to two Walmarts. Now, this is from Kmart. To go to two Walmarts and send money or two money orders because we want to trace how fast they get sent. Well, first of all, a check for $3,000 made me suspicious because who's to say if it's a legitimate check that I'm not just going to cash it because then they have no control over it, right? It's made out to me. So who's to say that I'm going to go and send $1,200 worth of money orders, which were either going to each cost 50 cents or $25, so it was going to be 50 bucks. So it would turn out that I got, I think, actually a little more than $400, which also made me suspicious because I figured if you're going to do this for a lot of people, you're going to make sure that the numbers turn out to be exactly right. And they were a little off. So I sort of, and my first thought was, well, cash the check, it's their problem. And my second was, something else is going on here. And so I sort of called my bank and said, can you tell if a check, they said it was a cashier's check, and didn't look like a cashier's check to me, because the cashier's checks that I've seen basically have some kind of stamp on them, because a cashier's check means the money has already been put aside. So you can't, for example, you can't cancel a cashier's check, right? So what I assumed was going to happen is I would put this check in my check, and I think you have to, they said you have to do it really quickly. So the idea is that I would deposit this check. I would then take real money out of my account and wire it to these two different people. And they would then cancel the check, cancel my check, so that I would be out the $2,500 or something that I'd sent to other people. That's my assumption about how it worked. But I thought, so I called up my bank and I said, can you tell me if a check is legit or not? And because I tend to bank by, my bank now allows me to take a picture of a check and endorse it, and they'll deposit it. And so before I did all that, because I think I get charged if a check bounces, even if I didn't write it. So they said, well, I don't know, send me the rest of the documents. And apparently this is a very common scam. But it's a very elaborate, if common, scam, because somebody had to print out the envelope, had to print out the check, had to send this kind of stuff. So, folks, if something's too good to be true, and my first, I actually was near a Kmart because I was down at the public theater, and there's a Kmart down there, and so I went in and I said, can I talk with the manager? Manager didn't know anything about it. So, which doesn't necessarily mean anything because it could have come out of corporate headquarters. But the fact that Kmart was checking on Walmart didn't make a whole lot of sense to me. It also didn't, I mean, there were just a whole lot of things that just didn't, being paid $400 to send two wires seemed like a lot of money for it. So it is a scam. And the fraud department from the bank got back in touch and said, yeah, don't do this. That we've seen this a lot before. So, folks, if somebody asks you to put, and there are all sorts of variations on this. If someone asks you to put a check in your account and then write checks on it for less, the idea being that you get some benefit from it, that if they give you a check for $1,000 and they want you to write two checks that total $800 so that you've made $200, they're either laundering money, which is, of course, illegal, or more likely, their check's going to bounce and you're going to be out the $800. So understand, or at least check it with somebody, all right? So I just thought, so I've got this kind of cool thing. I think the Attorney General is going to have me on speed dial sooner or later because I keep having these scams, and I don't actually get scammed because I'm suspicious about it. But all this stuff comes through. I don't know. So I thought I would tell you, don't fall for that. And even though it was enormously well-organized and all sorts of props, including what they said was a cashier's check, but it wasn't a cashier's check. If it was a cashier's check, my tendency would be to, I don't know if I really could cash a cashier's check and then not do what they wanted. Presumably they could come after me, but there's I don't think they would have a legal basis for doing that because there wasn't a contract with me that said I will do this for that. But and I guess that's why I figured it probably wasn't a cashier's check, that there are enough people that would say, okay, well, I'll just take the money and run. Gee, let me hold your wallet for a minute. Right. Alrighty, So 1,000 world leaders have called for an end to the disastrous drug war. That'd be great, right? Legalize it, tax it, make it not nearly as lucrative. That Exxon is now in trouble. Do you see they have memos that go back 60 years that say that there were CO2 emissions that were going to cause climate change?
That's
60 years.
Very disturbing.
I mean, they live on this planet, too. How can you? I mean, it's one thing to say, all right, I'm trying to figure out some scenario that you could rationalize that it was okay to make profit because the problems were going to be so far removed from you. But this one, I mean, you're talking about your planet, your children, your grandchildren, and you're saying to hell with it as long as I can make a lot of money. I mean, what kind of person does that? I guess people who don't have children. I don't know, there's 60 years they've known. It's like tobacco all over again. Pennsylvania is going to legalize medical marijuana. Well, we know that's why. I mean, all three of these things have to do with exactly the same motive, right? Which is money. Speaking of which, U.S. corporations are ready for this. U.S. corporations have $1.4 trillion hidden in tax havens. And we know Microsoft does. Remember we did that story earlier this week? I mean, and Google. I mean, these kind of forward-looking companies that you think are more ethical than Exxon. But apparently they're not. I don't know how you feel about this. And we're putting something on Facebook that says, what organizations do you think are doing a good job and what do you think are doing a terrible job? The FBI won't be able to hack into iPhones for much longer, says Apple engineers. And you see that there was also, Microsoft had been turning over online documents to the government for, 10 years? And without notifying people that they were doing it?
Wow.
We are really, George Orwell was really, he might as well have been a newsman this isn't, this isn't pie in the sky. This is 1984, and it's been going on since 1984 or earlier. Well, I mean, Microsoft has been going on for 10 years. Exxon's been going on for 60, and 1984 is 32 years ago. But 1984 was supposed to be this dystopia that was going to be terrible, and it's turned out to be moderate compared to what's actually going on. The ability to spy on, and this new book that I'm reading, I'm going to try and get the author on. I think he's a first-time author, and it's so smart. And one of the movies, I promise you I'll get to movies, well, I should promise. I assume I will get to movies and theater later on in the program, right? 855-993-7569. Believe it or not, these topics actually have to do with both movie and theater. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results. Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Brown. How are you doing?
Good, Geneva. What's on your mind?
This is my third time calling you. I don't know if you call within the last 9 months, but I found out about a third affair of the husband's that technically is the second one. This is in between the other two, and I stumbled across. I had enough for this, and I don't know what is wrong with this person.
You mean your husband?
Yeah.
How long have you been married?
28 years.
So have you confronted him with the knowledge of the affairs?
Oh, yeah.
What does he say?
He says that he threw in the towel on the marriage. He had enough of the kids. He comes home from work, and he's extremely tired, and the house is, you know, he never has it's never quiet here. When he goes to these other women's places, it's quiet because they're not married and they have no kids, and they're a little on the wealthy side.
How old are your children?
18 and 20.
So how long ago did you find out about the first affair?
5 years ago.
So why are you still around?
Well, that one was done and over, whatever, you know. And then the second one was a year and a half ago. That's the one I just found out about. Through some romantic, very romantic, loving emails that they were writing each other back and forth. And the third one, which I called you about too, I found out in September last year. And that one I had found out through this kind of lyrics from a love song that I found, and also the CD. And
well,
car.
I mean, does this guy do more than write love notes? I mean, does he have sex with these women?
He said the first one was in a car, not the I word, no intercourse, but other things. The second one that I just found out about, no I word again, but other things in her apartment, and going out to parties and having a grand old time, and her buying him clothes and other things.
Geneva, what do you want?
DJs,
here?
You know. I don't know. And then they said that the second one between it was just making out and sleeping in her bed.
But Geneva, are you happy in this marriage?
Not with this, no.
So why are you? Do you have
also, you know, verbally, mentally, and
Geneva.
Yeah.
Do you have a job?
I have my own business that is not doing well. I've had to file for bankruptcy.
Okay. So who owns that? Is the house owned jointly?
No. Everything is in his name, all the accounts.
Why did you allow everything to be in his name?
Years ago when I started the business, he said he was afraid that someone... The business is in my home. He was afraid that somebody may sue me if they fell or whatever. And
do you live in a community property state?
We live in New York.
Which I think is a community property state. Mm-hmm. Do you have a lawyer?
No, I did consult with one that I liked, but it's very expensive.
Geneva, what's the question to me?
I don't know what to do with this marriage, Dr. Joy. I mean,
Geneva, do you want to be in this marriage?
I do, if he would stop this cheating.
What makes you think he's going to stop? He's telling you he's thrown the towel in on the marriage. Where is the motivation?
Recently he said he put his wedding ring back on. He hadn't had his wedding ring on for 10 years. He put it on. He threw out all these clothes this woman bought. He's going to sell his motorcycle. He's not going to rejoin the club again. He's getting rid of it because that was where one woman came from. We had a horse at one time. That's where the first woman he met, we came from. We got rid of the horse. So we
My dear, if he buys a Big Mac, there could be a woman attached to it. I mean, I think you're being either naive. I mean, what do you want?
I don't know. Every time we join associations, something happens and we can never go back to
Geneva.
Clubs or anything.
Geneva, you're not listening.
Yeah.
This isn't about the other women. At this moment, it's not even about him. It's about you. What do you want?
I just wanted this to be a nice marriage. I had loved
What does nice marriage mean to you?
Not cheating and not doing stupid things that he does.
Do you think he's going to stop cheating?
He said he wouldn't.
Based on what?
He said the first time he did it was 5 years ago at this woman, and then...
Geneva, you're not listening to my questions.
He said I pay more attention to him, but...
What does that mean?
I don't know. I felt I always had. We always
Geneva,
had
stop talking. Just listen to my... Geneva, stop doing
this. I'm very confused. I am very...
Geneva, stop talking. Just answer my questions in one word or one sentence,
all right? All right. Go ahead, Doctor.
When he says he wants you to pay more attention, what does that mean? If you don't know, you should ask him. Look, my dear, if you won the lottery tomorrow, would you go or would you stay?
I'd probably go.
Then this has nothing to do with anything but money, period. That's it. And you need to look at that. And what you need to do is get yourself a lawyer and say, how can I take him to the bank? He's cheated on me 3 times. Now, if it's not, because you just said that to me doesn't mean that it's written in stone as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
But if what you're telling me is when you look at this whole situation and you say, if I won the lottery, I'd be so out of here. It has nothing to do with love. It's only about money, which means you go to a lawyer and you figure out how to get the maximum amount of money and you walk. If it has something to do with more than that, then figure out what it is specifically you want. And don't say things like, I want you to pay more attention. Say things like, I want to have sex twice a week by 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I want to have at least 2 orgasms. I mean, you have to be specific about what it is you want, because otherwise the saying, I want to have a better marriage, or I want you to be nicer to me, or I want you to be more supportive, is spitting in the wind. That it, look, we need to do the work on our own lives. And I told you, I was talking with a friend who was talking about how unhappy he was because his girlfriend had dumped him. And the more, it was very much like Geneva. I kept saying, well, what do you want? And he kept telling me how she kept dumping him and how much he loved her. And I kept saying, what do you want? And he finally started doing some work, and he said, well, I'm not sure she's really the woman for me. And I said, look, you can't decide to ask somebody to marry you because they dumped you. It won't hold up. You need to sit down. I mean, nobody likes being dumped. Nobody likes hearing that somebody is willing to walk away from them. But the question is, what do you do at that moment? And he kept saying, well, what do you think? It's too soon. I said, sit down and do the work. Is this a person you want to be with? And if so, on what basis? What are the problems? It sounds to me the two of you are terrible at communication and you probably need to find a therapist. But before you do that, it doesn't make any sense to do all the work that it takes to put a relationship back in order if what you decide when you're really back is this isn't the person you wanted. So you need to do that ahead of time. There's no reason to inflict damage on people. And there's no reason to do a lot of work for something. I've told the story before of being at a fairgrounds, and flipping quarters onto the top of Coke bottles. I mean, you think, well, it's only a quarter, which is, of course, the con, except that you change $10 into quarters and you're flipping them. And it's a very almost impossible thing to do. And I finally, after I'd gone through, I don't know, $20 or something, said, well, what do you win? Well, what you won was a carton of cigarettes, and I don't smoke. So what you may want to do is before you start flipping quarters, you think, well, it's only a quarter. It's only a date, or it's only, a kiss, or it's only an evening. Decide if this is what you want. Because if it's not what you want, it's amazing how much those quarters can add up after a while. And make sure that you've actually looked at what the payoff is. And this is something that makes sense to you. Because all of us decide, the revenge motive of, okay, well, you dump me, I'll show you, I'll get you back, and then I'll dump you. And sometimes it's conscious, sometimes it's not. But it's not a profitable way to run your life. Trust me about this. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Dr. Joel Wallach here. If you're a baby boomer and you're worried about the big epidemics coming, and I'm not talking about the bird flu or the swine flu, I'm talking about epidemics of Alzheimer's disease, heart disease, obesity, diabetes, arthritis, cancer. That's because the 80 million baby boomers followed all the advice of doctors, and Houston, we have a problem.
See Dr. Wallach live in Farmington, New Mexico, Thursday, May 12th at 7 p.m. Go to www.cdocinfarmington.com. That's www.cdocinfarmington.com.
America. This is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Well, this actually is farther away than 42nd Street, Judy, so you're going to have to take off your high-heeled pumps and put on your walking shoes, but you can get down to the Public Theater and see Felicia Rashad in Head of Passes. There's a program note in this from the artistic director, Oscar Eustace, who compares this to the Book of Job and the fact that the Book of Job is one of the best-known Old Testament stories because it supposedly was a kind of a bet between God and the devil, the fallen angel, about whether you could take this holiest and most pious of all men and turn him against God. And by just loading him up with misery, taking away his son and his killing his daughter and taking away his house and his wealth and his health and giving him leprosy and all sorts of things. And that's kind of what the ongoing issue is with Head of Passes, that we've got Sheila, who's the matriarch, who's played wonderfully by Felicia Rashad. I've not necessarily been a fan of hers since The Cosby Show. I mean, she was fun in The Cosby Show, and I've seen her in a number of things that I thought she was okay in. But she's terrific in this. She has two sons, and she's clearly got some issue. Now, whether it's Alzheimer's or something else, we're not sure about. She has a kind of a major domo whose name is Creaker, and he has a son whose name is Cryer, and Cryer decides he has a career as a songster. She has a best friend whose name is May, who seems to be hanging out with Creaker. And then she's got two sons. She's got Aubrey and Spencer, and they don't look much alike. She's got the only Caucasian in the entire production is Dr. Anderson, who's played by Robert Joy, who's actually wonderful. And they look at race in a very southern way. This is set in the headlands of Louisiana, which is an area that is eroding and is less and less accessible and fewer people living there. And the idea is that she's lived in this house. She's a widow. And she's never had a birthday party, and her sons are kind of conspiring to have a birthday party and invite Cookie, who is a daughter, except we're not sure exactly what the relationship is. So I'm not going to tell you a whole lot more than that, except to say that her faith is tested. She's clearly a woman of spirituality and talks routinely to God, and when literally her world is falling apart around her, how she responds to it. And it is just an extraordinary performance. And the set design, I'm not going to tell you anything about it because it will probably be as shocking to you as it was to me, of how people cope with the unimaginable when they really feel that they're a good person and that their goodness should be rewarded by long life, by healthy children, by happiness. And it's not. And what you feel at the end of this is, how does she do this 8 times a week? And I don't know the answer to it, but it's an extraordinary performance. The play has, I mean, there's some issues about it, but she's wonderful. The set design is terrific, and it will at least give you something to think about it. And it is very much a modern interpretation of faith and when bad things happen to seemingly good people. And the question is she a seemingly good person? And you can decide that for yourself. I think I gave it 4 stars. As I said, there's some issues with it, but she is a force of nature and really to be reckoned with. All right, so this is going to be the cultural segment of the program because this is the time where we usually, I didn't get to theater yesterday because we had phone calls, and phone calls always take precedence over everything else. So I thought I would also take this segment and do some movie reviews for you. So do we want to do a movie review sounder here, Jacob? Do you want me just to go right into it?
Let's do it. Here we go.
Okay. You guys know that getting 5 stars out of me is very difficult. I see a lot, and 5 stars has to be essentially a perfect kind of situation. There are basically 4 movies that come out this week that are kind of big deal movies, and I saw 2 of them, and the reason is because they were opposite one another. So let me tell you about the 2 that I have seen, both of which I liked a lot. I didn't see Barbershop. It's the next cut. I've seen Barbershop before. I like Ice Cube, but basically the community's taken a turn for the worse. The crew at Calvin's Barbershop come together to bring some much needed change to their neighborhood. Okay. So I had a choice of seeing that or Criminal, and I saw Criminal. So let me tell you about Criminal before I tell you about the other movie that I will tell you about. This is a terrific cast. It stars Kevin Costner, Ryan Reynolds, Gal Gadot, Gary Oldman. I'm trying to think who else is in this. Wait a minute, I have the notes right in front of me. I can actually tell you exactly who's in it. Tommy Lee Jones, Alice Eve, Michael Pitt. All right, so here's the deal about this one. The reason I like this, let me tell you more or less. that we've got a plot going on. We've got a CIA operative. It takes place in London, who is Ryan Reynolds, who doesn't last very long in this movie. In fact, in some places, he's not even credited. And it's a very violent movie, I'll tell you that up front. But the idea is that they find him, and he's now he's dead, but not brain dead. Now, I don't know how you figure that one out, because he's not hooked up to anything. But they've decided he has no heartbeat. So if he doesn't have any heartbeat, you're not going to have any brain activity. But they kind of gloss over that. What they do is they go to Tommy Lee Jones, who is doing work in memory. And Tommy Lee is his most Basset Hound self in this one. And the idea is, he says he's 5 years away from human trials, and they say, no, now. Oh, I know, Gary Oldman is in this, who keeps screaming at people, get me in the air, get there. I mean, he does a lot of yelling, but I like Gary Oldman anyway. So they find Kevin Costner, who's Jericho, and he is a prisoner who's violent and is amoral. And it turns out, we find out somewhere in the movie, which I'm not giving away very much, he was dropped on his head as a very young child, so he has no frontal lobe activity. And frontal lobe is where we do things like differentiate, it's conscience, it's all sorts of things. So the idea being that because his frontal lobe, he was dropped on his frontal lobe, he has undifferentiated stem cells, and so the hypothesis is we can transfer somebody's memories into their frontal lobe, into their memories, into somebody else's brain who's not differentiated. Now, whether or not, first of all, there are at least six different areas for memory, so that's an issue. Their frontal lobe, they're apparently a little confused, because frontal lobe's in the front. So if you're going to transfer memories, you'd go through a transfrenodal approach through the nose. So I don't know why they're doing his occipital lobe in the back, but nevertheless, I suppose we're not supposed to know that. And Kevin Costner has a great time in this, playing an amoral thug who then is getting somebody else's memories. So I liked it for two very specific... Well, I liked it for three reasons. First of all, the cast is really fun to watch. Second of all, the issues about memory are fascinating, and they make them very simplistic in this movie, and they're not simplistic, but the idea of being able to transfer memories is a hypothetical possibility. And we're not really quite as close to it as the movie would suggest, but it's a very interesting concept. And the third is the technological things. At one point, and I'm not giving away very much, that they hack into a GPS and give somebody the wrong directions. Now, any of us who've ever had our GPS misdirected can identify with that and can assume we were hacked. And you could say, well, you know, how possible is that? We know that you can hack into, what is it, a Jeep Cherokee and turn off the ignition. So the combination of an incredibly good cast, an interesting cast, the issues about memory, and the issues about hacking made this a much more fun movie than I think it would have ordinarily been. I think I gave it 3.5 or 4 stars. I mean, it's not a terrific movie, but it's fun to watch. Okay. Let me tell you about the movie that you must see. This is a 5-star movie. It's The Jungle Book. And someone said to me, well, is it animation? It's not animation. And I said, it's probably CGI, but it's not really CGI. It's magic. Arthur C. Clarke said, when you push technology far enough, it appears to be magic. And this one is magical. It stars the man cub Mowgli, who is played by this adorable kid whose name is Neil Sethi. And Bill Murray plays the bear Baloo. Ben Kingsley plays the tiger Shere Khan. Idris Elba plays the tiger is Shere Khan is Idris, and Bagheera is Ben Kingsley. This is a movie not to be missed. It's too scary for young kids, but it is magical. 5 stars. Don't miss it. They've just okayed the sequel, and it hasn't even opened here yet. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found BuySellMakeOffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with BuySellMakeOffer.com. You should too. BuySellMakeOffer.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Let's find out what you want to talk about. It's your turn to be the program director for America's favorite psychologist, Dr. Joy Brown.
All right. That sounds just like you, Jacob. It's amazing. All right. I'm just, before we go to the email, I just need to reiterate how much fun you're going to have at Jungle Book. Kids, as I said, kids under the age of eight, I wouldn't do it. But I don't think kids under the age of eight should probably be at movie theaters anyway. There are a lot of scary things in it. The idea is this is a little boy raised by wolves. And you just, there's a part of me that would love to know how they did this, and a part of me that doesn't. I mean, it's just magical. It's non-animation, and it's, I mean, there's a real panther, a real bear. Bill Murray as the bear is fantastic. And the whole thing, Christopher Walken sings in it. I mean, it's just, it's a lovely movie. It's 145 minutes. It's an hour 45 minutes. So it's 104 minutes or something like that. 105 minutes. But and you'll see it in 3D. And everybody but me had seen the previews, so that you already have some idea of how terrific it is. But it's just a magical experience.
I loved that animated one when I was a kid, so I should check that out.
Well, everybody did. But this one, and it's Jon Favreau, who has that sweetness to him whenever he does anything. And this is just, it's a magical movie. It is very much in the kind of Disney tradition of sadness, you know, losing something. But it is also, it's and Jungle Book was always a terrific book. I think it's why it's endured. But this is just extraordinary movie making. And I have no idea how they did it. And I actually don't care hugely except just being curious about it. But it is wonderful. Okay. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to step on the wonderful sort of introduction about a program director. So lay it on me.
All right. I have one here from Casey. And he would like to know, under what circumstances is cheerful and stupid not an appropriate or healthy response?
Okay, cheerful and stupid works in a very limited context, which is when somebody is trying to hurt your feelings or insult you, but they're not doing it directly. Cheerful and stupid is a great response to passive aggressive behavior. For example, if I said, "Jacob, are you putting on weight?" As opposed to saying, "Jacob, look, you look like you're putting on a little weight, and I'm kind of worried about it." Because if I say, "Jacob, are you putting on a little weight?" He could say, "Boy, that's kind of a rude thing to say." "Oh no, I'm just being helpful, and I'm just being curious. How could you take offense at that?" That's passive aggressive behavior. If I said, "Jacob, I'm worried about you. You're putting on weight," then he can say, "Well, son of your missus." And that's one of the reasons that people are passive aggressive, is that they don't want the aggression in return. So if they're passive aggressive, if they seem to be interested or non-aggressive, then and someone else is aggressive back, they could say, "Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. You know, that's all right. You take the light." So being stupid and cheerful is a great response to passive-aggressive behavior, because passive-aggressive behavior means that you have to do the heavy lifting. You have to take umbrage. So if you have a choice of not taking umbrage, if it's not directly insulting, it's indirectly insulting, don't take umbrage and just laugh hilariously, even though your stomach may hurt, and say, "Ha, ha, ha." All right. We cannot be passive-aggressive on our own life. We have to be... We can't be cheerful and stupid. It's okay to be cheerful about your own life, but you can't be stupid. You have to sort of take responsibility for your own behavior and say, "You know, I'm sorry," or "I did this," or whatever. So it's a good way of not starting a war with somebody who wants to start a war with you, okay, or wants to hurt your feelings without taking responsibility of starting a war. So I'm trying to think if there are any circumstances. I mean, I've described them in general. I don't know if there's something you're talking about specifically. And certainly another way of dealing with passive-aggressive behavior is to say, "Gee, that doesn't feel very good. What is it you're really trying to say?" Which is a different way of being cheerful and stupid. And that's, I mean, the sort of laughing hilariously and pretending you don't know that there's an insult there forces them, if they really want to hurt your feelings, to do more heavy lifting, at which point you can deal with the confrontation directly. So if it's not your style, you can certainly say, "Why are you saying that?" But the problem about doing that is they can say, What? I don't know what you're talking about." And then again, you have to do the heavy lifting. So if somebody wants to insult you, make them do the work of insulting you. Don't help. Right? You want to help when people want to do something nice for you, not when they want to do something icky. Okay? Is that clear? I have the feeling that there's a specific question under there, which if there's a specific issue and you're asking this program director, you probably want to include it, just so I don't miss the point of this one. I do have the sense that there's something else going there. But basically, stupid and cheerful is really Teflon. It's amazing how well it works. And as I mentioned, I sort of evolved it because I was at a family gathering. I was at a reunion, and one of my relatives was being particularly unpleasant. And another relative who'd been eavesdropping on it said, "How come you didn't get mad?" And I said, "Oh, you just laugh hilariously." It's a very good deflecting tool. But you can see why you don't use it on your own life, because you don't want to deflect things in your own perspective. You want to deal with things and deal with them even if they're difficult. Paper and pencil is very useful. But don't be stupid about your own life, because you're the one who's in charge of it. You're the one who has to make it work. You're the one who has to figure out what's really going on. So being stupid in your own life is stupid. All right, 855-993-7569. So I swear to you, I think Mercury must be retrograde. I've never seen as many people make as many mistakes, and most of them have not been tragic that I know of. But as many people, I have a friend who's in publishing, and just sent me sort of a group notice that had three misspellings in it. And she's not that kind of person. She's very careful. I mean, I think anybody who sends out press releases hopefully rereads them. But dates have been wrong. Letters have been wrong. I said to somebody, do you realize that there's a typo? They said, "Oh, no, we just ran out of the letter." That's a stupid and terrible comment. All righty, 855-993-7569. I'm trying to think if there's anything else.
I have a real quick one for you here.
Okay.
It's which one of Denise wanted to know which one of your books gives reasons behind date night for married couples.
Mostly in Dating for Dummies. I think a couple of them touch on it. But the whole point about Dating for Dummies is that you're allowed to date, and no, you're allowed, you should date each other if you're spouses. And it actually mentions that in it about why date night works. Because a date is an attempt to sort of make somebody feel that you're really special and hopefully ending up in some kind of intimate embrace. And so date nights are a great idea. I talk about them in, I think there's also in, it's Jungle Out There, Jen. I think in the original, Nobody's Perfect. I don't know, I'll have to look for my indexes and figure out which I put it in. But or call me up and I'll tell you about it in Poison. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.